He's one of the new members of the University of Memphis Tigers. Last year had an outstanding year at Tulsa. He was the unanimous American Conference Freshman of the Year. He's the 6'3", 195-pound guard. He's P.J. Haggerty, and he joins us now on Sports 56 Mornings. Good morning, P.J. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, good news for Tigers fans. I know they're excited, especially with watching you play last year at Tulsa. You had such a good season. I guess the first question is the obvious question. You jumped into the portal. Why Memphis?
Coach Penny was one of the first coaches to reach out to me in the portal, him and Coach Stansberry. So just speaking to them throughout the process and then just taking a visit, and they all just told me what I wanted to hear and things like that.
Why, when you went to TCU and then transferred to Tulsa, why was Tulsa the spot for this past season?
I think it was the best situation for me. For me as a basketball player and a person, just to grow and just get better and things like that, I think I picked the right spot.
So you had, I'm assuming, a lot of opportunities here once you jumped into the portal, a lot of schools reaching out for you as you ended up deciding to go to Memphis?
Yeah, I'm sure it was like 20 plus 30. But yeah, I decided just to go to Memphis, though.
Why did you think about maybe taking more time with the decision to visit these schools, or was it just such for you clear that that Memphis was the right place that you wanted to go ahead and get it out of the way?
I had plans of taking other visits, but once I went on my visit to Memphis, I knew that's where I wanted to be. And then talking to Coach Penny, Coach Stansberry, and them just showing me around and telling me how I fit the system. I took like a week to think about it, and then that's where I wanted to be at, so I decided to commit.
Are you here? I assume you're here?
I'll be there at the end of the month, or end of next month.
Okay, so at the end of the next month. So have you actually seen the facilities yet, or the arena, FedEx Forum, where, of course, the Grizzlies play and the Tigers play? Have you been there at all?
Yeah, I've seen all that.
What do you think?
Nice. It's awesome. I mean, to play in an NBA arena every home game, I mean, it don't get no better than that. Practice facilities, they're off the charts, so that's also great, too.
What kind of, for folks, obviously, that follow the Tigers, saw you for Tulsa this year, but for folks that don't know, what kind of player, how would you kind of describe your game?
Me, I'm an exciting player. I mean, I take a lot of tough shots, but I also get my teammates involved, and I do anything to win. That's me as a player, to be honest. Score, pass, rebound, defend, yeah, all that.
P.J. Haggerty is joining us on the program. He is committed to Memphis through the portal after playing last year at Tulsa and was the unanimous American Conference Freshman of the Year. You can follow him on Twitter at Haggerty PJ, on Instagram at PJ_Haggerty_4. Well, you had a huge game against Memphis last year. It was a tough loss for you guys against the Tigers, but went for 27 points. But I think one of the things that sticks out, and I would imagine that Penny, if he was on with us, would say the same thing, is, as you just said, you're an all-around player. Yes, you could score. Yes, you could distribute. But you played defense, and that was a bit of a problem for Memphis last year when in years past with Coach Hardaway, they have hung their hat on defense. So if you wouldn't mind talking a few moments about, you know, taking pride into playing defense in a day and age where it's all about offense.
I take a lot into defense. I mean, defense, like everybody say, wins championships. I feel like you can score as much as you want, but if you can't stop the other team, I mean, you don't really have a chance of winning. So, and Coach Penny talked to me about how big he was on defense, and then I took consideration in that because I want to become a better defensive player also this year coming up. Yeah, just things like that.
What other parts of your game do you feel like you need to improve on?
Me, as a basketball player, I don't really think there's one thing I can improve on. I try to just get better at everything as I work out every day and things like that. So it's just not like one thing. Might get better at everything, to be honest.
you were able to get to the free throw line a ton. Average 10 free throws a game. Why is that? Just is that something you've always had, being aggressive and able to get to the free throw line through your career?
I mean, I watch basketball a couple of times. I watch some of my favorite players, how they able to draw fouls, and I just kind of just picked up on some of it, and then it just came a little natural. And plus, it's free points, so it's always good to get free points.
Who are some of those players that you watch and you emulate?
Like Jalen Brunson, CJ McCollum, Luka, just people like that with high IQ and a lot of skill. Yeah.
That's important. Yeah, you're absolutely right. High IQ basketball players. So with Penny and when he talked to you about coming to Memphis, what other things did he say to you? I mean, other than, you know, you're going to play in an NBA arena, you got some of the best facilities in the country. What other things did he try to sell you on?
Really, it was a team just saying how he was just going to recruit a lot of guys out the portal to build a great team that could be a Final Four type of team. And just things about me, just how he could help me as a basketball player on and off the court. Because, you know, he'd been through the NBA experience, which is where I'm trying to go after.
Right.
College basketball. But, yeah, just helped me here. Just helped me get better with everything as a basketball player, winning, just things like that.
In today's basketball, you're rare because this past year you didn't attempt a whole bunch of threes, at less than three a game, which in today's world of basketball for guards, that seems almost crazy. Do you want the three-point shot to be a bigger part of your game?
Yeah, it will be. I think my role on this team last year was a little different. I mean, I just had to, like, get my teammates more involved and just looking for kind of step-back threes and stuff like that, which I'm capable of doing, but I didn't think it was just the best shot at the time, so I just try to get my teammates involved and just things like that.
Sometimes,
but, yeah, I have more of that for sure.
Right. Sometimes basketball players don't like to be labeled as far as, you know, you're a power forward or you're a four or you're a five, you're a center. But are you, I mean, do you want to be known, you're a point guard or are you a combo guard? How would you how would you label yourself if you wanted to label yourself?
I label myself as a point guard.
So this team, as you said, as Penny told you, will be a completely new team from the team you went up against last year in Tulsa. Not too many players coming back. I think Nick Jerdain has made a commitment to come back. So I was going to ask you if you knew anybody, but there's really nobody else on that team pretty much, with the exception of the possibility of David Jones returning. And I'm sure you know are very familiar with David Jones. Is there a chance that you may reach out to him to see if, because I know he's contemplating whether or not to put his name, keep his name in the NBA draft and maybe try to turn pro or come back for another year. Would you do something like that? Would you help out in the recruitment of whether it be players returning or players that Penny would go after in the portal?
I mean, yeah, I didn't text a couple people in the portal that's trying to come here. Some of them I know, some of them I don't. But y'all don't know about David Jones. They told me that he tested the NBA draft and all that, so I'm going to just let him do him, and I'm going to text him eventually. I'm going to just let him go through all that.
Let him do his thing. But, yes, but like you said, yeah, you did reach out to other guys right now that are in the portal about the possibility of joining you in Memphis, correct?
Yes, sir.
What number are you going to wear here? Do you know?
Number four.
So you're staying with four? Is there a special meaning of the number four for you?
Yeah, I mean, I was born in 2004, so I just always, and I started hooping at four, so I just always kept four.
You started hooping at the age of four?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, when you said you were born in 2004, you just made me feel really, really old there for a second. Like, I was just thinking about that. My gosh, born in 2004. That's crazy. So that worked because you didn't wear four when you were at TCU, did you?
Nah, I had to wear three. Somebody had my jersey, but it all worked out.
So what's your family think of the move to Memphis?
Yeah, I mean, through the process, I talked to them a lot just about how they felt and all the benefits of me going up there. And then when I decided to tell them, they was really excited and happy for me. You know, it's a new place. That was my first time actually going on my visit. Never been to Memphis before.
Oh, really?
But, yeah, they're really excited for me, though. just ready for the next journey.
When you're making that decision, how big of a part did NIL potential play in making your decision?
I mean, it didn't really play a part for me. It's not all about the money. It's just for who can just help me grow as a basketball player and just lead me to trying to get to the NBA. It was more about that than NIL. But, I mean, it didn't really play a part into me. It was just finding that best fit.
Yeah, you're looking at the payoff in the end. The payoff for everybody that plays college ball, big-time college ball, is looking to get to the association, man. That's the ultimate goal, and that makes an awful lot of sense. The thing is, you know, it was interesting last year, PJ, with the team. While there was a lot of talent, and everybody knows Memphis at one point was number 10 in the country, and then faded, there was always the question of whether or not those players that came in, especially the one-and-doners, came in and embraced the city. As you probably have learned already from Penny and Rick and others, that Memphis, in this city, and this community goes gaga over basketball, and especially with the Tigers and, of course, the Grizzlies. So they're looking at players that, even if they're here, and hopefully you'll be here for a few years, but you come here and you embrace the city, embrace the community, and kind of embrace the history of the program. Do you think you can do that, and you expect to do that?
Yeah, for sure. Expect to embrace the city of Memphis. I mean, I want to just bring a lot of fun on a basketball side, and off the court, just be around, just make sure, like, just fans just see me around campus, around the city, just things like that. Really just try to be a face, and really, yeah, that's really it.
Yeah.
How much did you know about Penny Hardaway and his playing career, what he was as a player?
Man, I know a little bit. I don't really know a lot. I know he played with Shaq in the Orlando Magic. I know they call him Bobblehead, but yeah, that's pretty much it. I ain't never just really seen him play basketball. But I told him I'm going to watch some highlights, though.
Oh, you need to, PJ. You need to.
Are you a Ja Morant fan?
Yeah, I actually like Ja Morant.
Well, here's the thing.
But he's a great player.
With that association of sharing the same arena, there has always been a great association between the University of Memphis basketball program and the Grizzlies players themselves. How cool was that? You talked about having the chance now to play in an NBA arena for all your home games. There is a relationship. You know, guys will show up and they'll be over at your facility, and these are NBA players. How neat is that to be able to have that, to maybe ask those guys for advice or to lean on them as they're right here in your own town?
No, that would be great for sure. I mean, being around all those NBA guys, hopefully, and just seeing them, just talking to them. I mean, yeah, that's a great thing, just to get knowledge from them to help you as a basketball player. That's very beneficial.
All right, so you got a month before you come to Memphis?
Yeah, about a month.
And what are you doing, like, each day to prepare? Are you working hard on the court as far as getting ready, or is this the time to take a little bit of time off before you get going? What's kind of your regimen as far as working out?
I've been working out pretty hard. I mean, I ain't been trying to go too hard just because after a long season, it was a long season for me. I'm just trying to do, like, light stuff, but still work out hard, but progress as, like, the months go on and things like that.
Well, I know the fans are excited. I mean, basketball, again, is first and foremost in their minds. And when they get some good news about Tigers basketball, they are pretty excited. And I know they're excited about you, PJ, coming here to Memphis and being a part of this program for at least this upcoming season and hopefully a few seasons after that. He's PJ Haggerty, new Tigers guard. Again, make sure to follow him on Twitter at HaggertyPJ. We look forward to you coming to Memphis and meeting you in person, PJ. Thank you so much.
I appreciate y'all.
Take care.